Hit Your Scariest Goal in 2022, the step-by-step process for creating a clear and executable strategy for 2022, episode 281. Are you ready to make your law firm a profit-generating machine that will free up your time and skyrocket your impact? With more than two decades of business growth experience and having proven that you can be successful while prioritizing your family and your impact, introducing the Profit with Law podcast. I am your host, the creator of the Firm Differentiator 10X Effect, Moshe Amsel. Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Profit with Law podcast. I'm your host, Moshe Amsel, and today we have a replay for one of the sessions of our annual planning Best Year Ever 2022 event. If you want to access the video version of this episode, as well as all the other topics that were covered during this event, as well as links to the downloadables from the speakers, you definitely want to go check that out at profitwithlaw.com/planning replay, profitwithlaw.com/planning replay. We will also have that linked up in the show notes below this episode, as well as on our website, profitwithlaw.com. And without further ado, here is that session. Topic of today, hit your scariest goal in 2022, the step-by-step process for creating a clear and executable strategy for 2022. There are two types of attorneys. There is an attorney that's struggling and stressed out, and there's an attorney that's proud and free. And I use the terms proud and free because I've gone through hundreds of coaching sessions with attorneys. And the two things that come up over and over and over again, it's not the money. It's the time. So having the freedom, getting rid of this obligation to work 40, 60 hours a week, or even 80, some people. It's the freedom of time and the freedom to choose what to do with the time, which sometimes comes from having money, but really it comes from having a system of delegation and making sure that everything is happening in your firm. It's not all falling on your shoulders. And proud, so many law firm owners are motivated by trying to set an example for their children, by being able to show their family and friends, look, I was able to do it. One of the things that motivates us is to be proud of what we've created. So if you want to be proud and free and not struggling and stressed out, how do you do that? What is the trick? So the first thing we need to do is we need to understand what keeps attorneys stuck. Like, why are we not successful? Or why are we not achieving the level of success that we want? You may be sitting here in a level of success, but you want something more. Why have you not achieved that yet? So there are three things that might cause that. Number one, motivation or meaning. And we're going to dive into each of these. But one of the things that you might be lacking or not have defined is, what is your motivation? What is the meaning of what you're doing? The second thing is, what is your plan or strategy to achieve the results that you want? If you haven't sat and identified a plan or a strategy to get there, then how do you expect to achieve that result? And finally, are you taking action? Are you following through? Now, these are crossed out because these are things that people are not doing. And when you don't do these, you remain stuck. That is the epitome of the opposite of what we're trying to do. So what is motivation meaning? What does that mean? It's what is driving you. Now, when I say what is driving you, I mean to really dig deep into the deeper meaning of your motivation. So if I ask you what is driving you, you might say, well, I want to earn money. Okay, so that you can do what with that money? Well, I want to be able to buy things. Okay, what will buying those things allow you to do? If you keep asking the question of so that, ultimately you will get to something that is a true burning desire of yours, that if you uncover what that burning desire is and bring it front and center, every time that you get stuck, Every time you're not sure if you should take the next step, you're afraid of the risk of what that's going to bring, you can go back to the well of this deep desire and motivation that you have and uncover that and use that to motivate you to keep moving further. And when we're doing motivation and meaning, we want to make sure that we are asking this question of how badly do you want it? If you don't want it badly enough, you're not going to move heaven and earth to make it happen. So you're not going to take the risks necessary to make it happen. You have to want it badly enough. Otherwise, you'll just sit in the status quo. You'll just drift along where you are because I don't want it that badly. And then the other question is it enough? Like, if I achieve that, if this is my burning desire and I achieve that, will that be enough? Because if it won't, then I haven't gone far enough into my motivation and meaning. The best example that I like to give for motivation and meaning is my friend Kristen Tyler from LawClerk.legal. She's a co-founder of LawClerk.legal. And I share this because she's shared it publicly on Facebook. But basically, her child got diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at 8 years old. And they got thrown into this sudden world where they have to monitor insulin levels and monitor sugar numbers and make sure that he is educated properly on how to manage his illness, because they're not going to be with him 24/7. But in order to do that, it requires a massive time commitment and a massive commitment of energy from the parent to be able to get to the point where they are where they're on the right path with this illness. Now, do you think that Kristen said, oh, you know, I have a meeting today at work, so I'm not going to be able to manage my son today? Or we have a basketball game that we're going to, so we're just going to leave him alone and, you know, not worry about it. No, she put him front and center and nothing else got in her way. And she shared her journey on Facebook and it was an incredible thing to watch. But if the deep desire that you have to keep your child safe and keep your child alive is so deep that it really will trump anything, if your desire to grow your business isn't from that well of deep desire, now I'm not saying that you're going to put your business over family, because I don't think that business is more important than family. But I do think that you need to make tough decisions at times. That means you have to put your business first in the pecking order of priority. And I mean, even within your business, right? You are going to constantly be feeling like I need to do client work, or I need to do invoicing or billing, or I need to do all these other things are distractions from the things you really need to do, the hard work that you need to do to grow your business. So is your motivation strong enough? Now, this next step after motivation is plan and strategy. So once we have our motivation defined, once I know what motivates me, once I know what my burning desire is, I know what my why is, the next thing is, what is my plan or strategy? And for this, I love to have an example of the GPS. Why do I like the GPS? It's very simple. If you want to go on a trip somewhere, you want to go somewhere, you get in the car. You punch in the destination into the GPS, it navigates a route, and then you follow that route to get to where you want to go. Now, if we break down the components of what I just shared, it is a massive lesson for how to execute in your business. Because the first thing is you need to know where you're going. You need to have a destination. If you don't punch a destination into the GPS, you will not get a route, and therefore you will not know where to go. So we need to have a destination. Once we put the destination in, it then navigates a route. It doesn't navigate a route that goes through multiple detours and takes a bunch of wrong turns to get to where we're going. It finds the fastest way to get from point A to point B, and it gives you that. So when you want to go from where you are today to the destination, you want to map a route that is the fastest way to get there, not taking 100 detours along the way. And finally, Once you have the destination in place and you have the route mapped, you need to start the car and put it into gear and start driving and following the plan, following the route. If you don't start driving, you're not going to get to the destination. One of my business coach friends, I heard him talk once, and he said this, and I love this line so much that I'm gonna use it now, steal it from him. His name is Drew, and the line is as follows: "You can't steer a parked car," and really, that's like hits the nail on the head of what we're doing. Because if you're not taking action in your business, you cannot go in the direction you want to go. You're literally going to sit where you are and not move forward. So if we do a deep introspection into our business and we start to look, we're missing one, two, or all three of these components. We're either missing the destination, or we're missing how to get there, or we're missing the follow-through action, the act of driving the car to get there. So let's go back to the slides. What got you here won't get you there. What this means is that what's worked for you in the past has gotten you to this point. But if you continue to take the previous actions, you're only going to get the results you currently have. So if you're sitting stuck and you're trying to figure out, why am I not able to get to the next level? It's because you're not trying a new thing. New level, new devil, right? You have to constantly be elevating what you're doing. If all the marketing you were doing was going to a networking group, you've exhausted that networking group. Yeah, maybe you'll get a case or two from that networking group moving forward as you go, but you need to add another marketing strategy. If you're fully booked, your time is fully booked, and this is what you're doing, if you don't bring somebody on and start handing things off, you can't possibly take on more capacity. You can't take anything more. So how do you expect to grow? So what got you here won't get you there is a really important concept to understand, that my strategy has to include new things, new ways of doing things that I haven't done before. I want you to ask yourself this question. Doing what I'm doing right now, have I already achieved the results that I want? Doing what I'm doing right now, have I already achieved the results that I want? Chances are, if you have, you probably wouldn't be on this live stream right now, right? So clearly, you haven't achieved the results that you want. And therefore, I need to try something different. So what is that something different that I'm going to try? Now, if you know where you want to go, right, if you have the destination, but you're using the wrong playbook, so in other words, you don't have the right route mapped out, how do you expect to succeed? And I'm asking these questions because I want to continue to highlight where is the breakdown in the action taking. And this is it, right? This is the last thing, the action, the follow through. Why am I not taking action? If I know where I want to go and I know what I need to do to get there, why am I not taking action? Well, it's the three I's. This is the reason that people don't take action: indecision, inaction, inconsistency. What does this mean? Indecision means I'm faced with a possible scenario of what to do next. I have a opportunity in front of me, and I cannot decide whether I should move forward with that opportunity or not. So instead of making a decision, yes or no, I sit in indecision. And when you sit in indecision, it first of all creates inaction, because I'm not going to do the thing that I need to do. But it also occupies so much of your brain, your mental state, your capacity to do other things. So even if there's a better next step for you to take, you can't take it because you're stuck in this indecision. It's filling you up to the point where you can't move on to the next decision. So making decisions is a front and center skill that a law firm owner needs to grow in order to be successful, because it allows you to then take action. Even if the action is moving on to the next decision and not taking action on this one, but you need to make a decision that, no, this is not the right next step for me. And then the next thing is inaction. Even if we make a decision, are we following through with doing the thing that we decided to do? Often we don't. Often we don't take the action necessary, or we take the action But then we do it inconsistently. Great example of this is I have a leading podcast for the law firm industry called Profit with Law. If you haven't listened to it, go check it out. You can also catch all the replays on our website, profitwithlaw.com, or you can find it in any podcast player. Now, I actually created a podcast called Dream Builder Financial. And that podcast is still there in the podcast directories. It has, I think, 8 episodes. And if you look at the dates of release of those episodes, you will see that I released one, and then there was 3 months that went by, and I released another, and then there was 6 months that went by, and I released another. That is the epitome, perfect example of inconsistent action. And that inconsistent action resulted in a podcast that was unsuccessful. Now, ultimately, I really didn't have my niche defined at the time that I launched that podcast. I didn't really know who I was talking to. There was a lot of reason why I had inaction, that I had inconsistency on my action. But it is a perfect example of what is the result of inconsistency. And at this, on the flip side, the Profit with Law podcast releases 2 episodes every week on almost 100% on schedule, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Sometimes it gets released a day late for whatever reason, but we're consistently releasing 2 episodes a week, and our audience expects it. They come to love it. They're looking forward to that podcast episode. You know what that does? It creates an audience for me. It creates people that are going to fill a room, and it brings in business into my world. It brings me coaching clients. But that comes from consistent action that I'm taking on that podcast every single week. So what is the things that you're doing that you know you need to do, and look at them and say, am I doing this consistently? If I know that I need to review my numbers on a regular basis, am I doing that every week or every month or every quarter or whatever the frequency is that I should be doing it? Or do I do it once and I kind of forget about it? And then maybe I look at it again 6 months later and then I forget about it. Or what if the consistent action has to do with your marketing? You know, one of the things that one of our speakers highlighted, I forget which one it was, I think it was Jordan Ostroff, showed this process of when you're a solo, that you often get into this mode of I need clients, and you're in marketing and you're sales and you're focusing on bringing in new leads and new clients. And then you get some work. And then all of a sudden, you're too busy with the work that you don't have time to market and to sell, so you stop doing that. But then you finish the work, and all of a sudden, you don't have work again, so now you need to market and sell. And what happens is it creates this inconsistency in your business, both in the flow of clients, but also in the flow of money. So inconsistency shows up in many different ways, but it's one of the things that needs to happen. It's not just taking the action, but it's taking it consistently. Now, another thing that's interesting is that action creates clarity. What do I mean by this? I mean that we talked about indecision. We talked about not being able to make a decision. One of the reasons that you're not able to make a decision is because of fear. We're going to talk about fear in a moment. But the funny thing is that if you take the action, you get a result. And if that result is desired, then it creates clarity about what your next steps are, because you want to continue taking that action. If that result is undesired, it also creates clarity, because it tells you this was not the next action to take. I'm going to stop doing this. I'm going to move on to something else. So instead of sitting in indecision and listening to fear, which we're going to talk about, I can take action. And I can, and Margaret's asking, if is it just her or did the screen become blurry? So somebody let me know if there's any problem with my broadcast. If we take action and we get a result, it creates clarity about the next steps. So we kind of need to think of ourselves as a scientist. Business is a constant experiment. And nobody else has the answer for you, by the way. Just because it worked for one person doesn't mean it's going to work for you. You can't look at, if you're a personal injury attorney, you can't look at another successful personal injury attorney and see that they have billboards, and therefore you must have to have billboards too. Because billboards may not work for you. Or maybe they will. I don't know. But you won't know until you do it. So if you're just doing it because someone else did it, then you may find that it doesn't work. But if you don't do it, you'll never know if it works or it doesn't. So let's talk about what does a scientist do? A scientist says, I'm trying to prove a theory. So I'm going to do an experiment. I'm going to use a bunch of variables and I'm going to create this experiment. And if I don't prove my theory with it, I'm going to change one variable and I'm going to do it again. I'm going to change one variable and do it again. Change one variable, do it again until I finally get the result that I want. And a scientist may go through thousands of iterations of experiments before they arrive at the thesis or theory that they're trying to prove. In business, it's the same thing. You're trying to accomplish something. What are you trying to accomplish? What is the end result? If you look at the end result you're trying to accomplish and you say, okay, I'm going to put on my scientist hat and I'm going to try an experiment. I'm going to try to write a blog post and I'm going to see if it gets any traction, if there's anybody interested in the topic that I wrote. If there's no interest in the topic that I wrote, I now have feedback to say, hey, I don't know that maybe blogs don't work for me, but maybe this topic doesn't resonate with my audience. Maybe I try another topic. So you keep taking the feedback from the experiments you're doing and you allow it to guide you on what is the next step that you should do. Allow it to be not that, oh, I failed, but this didn't work and therefore I have the feedback I need to know to move on to something else. And if we understand that we're experimenting all the time, it also will remove a lot of the fear that, oh, it feels risky. It feels like I'm just rolling the dice and hoping that it's going to show up with the number I want. Now let's talk about fear for a moment, because fear really stops people in their tracks. And it's the number one killer of action and therefore the number one killer of success. So if we dive into fear, I can tell you this, the only way to guarantee an undesired result is listening to fear. Fear is a prediction of the future. And the prediction that you have come up of the future, which you've painted into an undesirable response, usually it's false, but that's neither here nor there. That's not the point. The point is that because I predicted the future and I didn't like the result that that prediction has, I'm not going to take the action at all. But if I don't take the action at all because I don't like the future that I've predicted, I'm going to make the prediction come true. So if this might have gone over your head, so let me just back up and give you an example. So let's say that you know you need to hire somebody, right? Let's say you need to hire a virtual assistant. It's going to be a commitment. It's going to be a commitment of $2,000 a month to hire this virtual assistant. Now, when fear creeps in, the fear starts to tell you, well, I've never hired somebody before. I don't know that I have any work to give them. Maybe they're going to be bad. They're going to take my data and they're going to sell it on the internet. They're going to blow up my business. My business is going to come to a screeching halt. It's not going to work. All that is different outcomes that you're processing in your mind, all fear-based. Now, if you predict that any of those are going to be true, meaning you give in to the fear, then what's going to happen is the result of not hiring somebody is going to make all of those things come true, because ultimately it's going to create this probability that you're not going to get the result you're looking for in your business. So by giving in to the fear, you essentially made the prediction in the fear come true. And once you understand that, you understand that the number one game that you need to play to win in your business is overcoming your fear. So if you get rid of fear, if you overcome fear with action, that is the only chance you have at succeeding. So which step did you identify with? We went through three steps. Are you not super clear on your burning desire? Is it a motivation problem? Or do you lack a clearly mapped out plan to get to where you want to go? Is it a destination problem? I need to really get clear on my destination. Or do you find that you simply never seem to follow through with your plan? You give in to fear, or you somehow get distracted along the way. If you identify which of these or which combination of these is lacking currently in your life, then you know what you need to focus on in the upcoming year. So now that you know why you seem to get stuck, how do you get to the next level? What is the secret? Like what so I've set up all the problems, but what's the solution? So notice I didn't include any how-tos in this list, right? I didn't focus on, oh, how do you do this? How do you do that? That's because the how-to is the easy part. Anybody could go on YouTube and Google how to do something. Anybody can go on Upwork and hire a consultant to do something, right? The how-to is easy. Those resources are readily available to you. Really, that's not the challenge that you have. Until you're sure that the thing you want to know how to do is actually the thing you need, you could be taking a very long detour. And that's the funny thing is that if you're going out and saying, oh, I need to do this, I need to do this marketing effort, and then it's not really the right thing because you didn't plan it out properly, you could be on this trip for 12 to 18 months before you realize, oh, this is really not where I should have been focusing my time. Or a perfect example that I love to use is when things are not working. Our gut reaction or knee-jerk reaction is, oh, maybe I need to add a practice area. Maybe I need to do something else. So I'm doing estate planning. I'm not getting traction in there. So maybe I need to also start doing support for businesses because they'll need, business owners will need an estate plan. That'll move the needle in my estate planning business. And adding another practice area is probably the worst thing that you can do, and probably take you on a massive detour, that is completely unnecessary. Now, once you're sure that the next step is the right step, the solution is one brief research project away. Maybe it's YouTube, maybe it's, diving into what are the resources available to me, or maybe it's hiring somebody to do it for you. And one of the things that I stole from a title of a book by Dan Sullivan is Who Not How, right? We should always be asking ourselves this question, and this comes from our talk about delegation yesterday. Who can do this for me? Not how do I do this? Because the moment you ask, how do I do this, you're putting the onus on you to get it done. When you say, who can do this for me? Now I am trying to figure out how do I resolve this without adding it to my plate. And you should always be in the game of how do I stay the CEO? How do I stay the business owner? How do I stay in this moment, in this mode, and not add more things for me to do? But instead, put the right pieces in place to get this done. So you gotta have a concrete plan. You gotta begin with the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind means that you know what your end result is, you know what your destination is, and then you're gonna work your way backwards from there to figure out, okay, what do I need to do to get there? So you wanna get clear on what the future version of yourself and your firm looks like first, and you wanna compare that to the version of where you are today. And identify that gap. And I'm realizing now that I think I skipped some slides. So let me just go back. So getting to the next level is a three-step process. Sorry about that. Step number one is to get clear on your why. Step number two is to have a concrete plan. And step number three is to take action consistently. So this is basically, we identified what are the things that are stopping you. And then the things that are going to get you to where you want to go is exactly the opposite of that, right? So if you get clear on your why, you have a concrete plan, you take action consistently, that's going to get you to that next level. That's going to get you to the destination that you want. So getting clear on your why, keep asking yourself the question so that until you find the true source of meaning and happiness to you. We covered this already. I'm not going to dive into it any deeper. Having a concrete plan, that you want to begin with the end in mind, and this is what I just shared. Get clear on what the future version of yourself and your firm look like, and compare that version to where you are today and identify the gap. Now, I want to dive into this for just a moment because I don't have slides for this, but this is a good opportunity to focus on the concept of the have do be and be do have model. So typically we operate from a model of have do be. When I have something, it will allow me to do this thing, and then I will be able to be this. So when I have another five clients, it will then allow me to hire an attorney to do the work, and then I will be a successful law firm owner, right? And the problem is that you're not going to be able to be the person you want to be, because it's relying on you having something that you can't have until you are that person. What do I mean? You probably don't have capacity for those five additional clients. And therefore, you're not going to be able to get those five clients, because there's going to be a ton of resistance that you're going to put things in your way. You're going to subconsciously create a situation where you can't get those five clients because you can't handle it. So you need to operate from the place of, I know that in order to have those five clients, I need to hire an attorney. Therefore, I'm going to hire an attorney so I can have those five clients. And when you operate from that perspective, it's the be, do, have model. Who do I need to be in order to do the actions that need to be done so that I can have what I want? And when you operate from be, do, have, you start making decisions from a different place. So for example, let's say that your plan is to get to $1 million in revenue at the end of 2022. And right now you're at 200,000. Well, that's a big jump, right? It seems like almost impossible. The reality is that you could totally do it. I've seen it done, and you can absolutely do that. But in order to do that, you have to operate every day from the place of, if I was already earning $1 million in revenue in this business, what would the decision be for this particular thing I'm making a decision on? So when you're looking at hiring an attorney, it's not, do I have the money today to hire the attorney? It's, if I was earning $1 million in revenue, would I have this additional attorney on staff? If the answer is yes, I go and hire the attorney. Now, how you make that happen from a financial perspective and technical perspective is a different conversation. But until you start operating from the place where you want to be and you start operating from that mode, it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, to achieve the result that you want. Or at least it's going to take you significantly longer than it's taken you so far. So you need to have a concrete plan. You need to begin with the end in mind. You need to know what that end looks like. And you need to know what that future version of yourself looks like. And start comparing that version to where you are today and identify the gap between those two and start closing that gap. So hopefully that makes sense. Now, how do you close the gap? So we close the gap by focusing on the areas of the business that can be fixed. The marketing, the sales, the pricing structure, the staffing, the technology systems. All of these areas are areas where there's room for growth. And if we start to look at, say, okay, if I was at $1 million in revenue, what marketing would I have in place in order to be at $1 million in revenue? Well, if I identify that and I look at where I am today, I know what the gap is for marketing. Sales, if I want to close $1 million worth of clients, what does my sales percentage close rate need to be? And if there's a gap there, what do I need to put in place to change it? Or even better, if currently I'm the one selling our services, but at $1 million in revenue, that would be a full-time job, I need to hire a salesman rather than me holding on to that role. Because if I hold on to that role, I'm going to make it that I can't get to the $1 million. Pricing structure. Am I charging enough? Am I charging enough the right way? When we're bringing $1 million in revenue, what does that price look like? What are we charging? Whether it's hourly, whether it's a flat fee or a subscription or contingency, and how am I getting to the $1 million with that price point? Staffing. What does staffing look like? If our pricing is X, then we need to have X number of clients in order to achieve $1 million in revenue. How much staff do I need to support that level of work? And technology systems, what can we automate? What can we delegate to the technology platform? What can we streamline? What can we create a better customer service experience that all of these things are going to move the needle towards this $1 million in revenue? So when we're talking about closing the gap, and we identify all these different things we need to do, it can be very overwhelming. Because I might need to add another marketing effort, or maybe even multiple marketing efforts. Maybe I need to hire a number of people. Maybe I need to introduce new pieces of technology. And when I look at this list of things that I've come up with that I need to do in order to be at the level that I want to be in this end result, all of a sudden, it's like, holy crap, I can't do any of this. So that's why, that's where we want to get organized with the sequence of events that we're going to implement these things. So sequencing is the key to your plan. And you want to ask this question. Which step makes the next step possible or unnecessary? So let's talk about this for a moment. Let's say that you have a marketing effort you need to make, and you have a sales process change you need to change, and you have a staffing level that you need to change. When you look at that picture and you say, okay, where is my staff right now? Do they have capacity? If there's no capacity, then how am I going to bring in yet one more client? So I need to put the staffing first because that makes the marketing and sales efforts possible. What if my staffing level has some capacity? Well, then maybe I need to implement the sales process change first, because before I start adding more marketing efforts, I should probably improve my close rate. I should probably get to the point where more of these leads that are coming in are closing into sales. And if I improve that, that might fill the capacity of my staff, where now I need to increase capacity before I increase my marketing efforts. Because if I increase my marketing efforts first, I might create inefficient acquisition of clients, but I might also overwhelm the staffing. So we have to look at the big picture. We have to look at all the pieces and say, which came first? Which is the thing that's going to lead the domino effect down the road, right? And let me just find which. There we are. Okay. So you want to, once you've identified the sequence of events, you then want to work out the numbers. You want to map out the cash flow and make sure that your plan will work. And this is, mapping out your numbers can be like a whole 3-hour session alone. So basically, I like to introduce this concept of back of the napkin math. So if you were sitting with a buddy at the bar and you said, oh, I have this business idea, let me show you how it works. You would take one of the bar napkins and put it on the counter, take out a pen, and you would say, oh, we have this widget that we're going to sell at $500. If we sell, 200 of them, that's going to bring in, what is that? $100,000. And if we need to produce, 200 of these widgets, that's going to require us to have this staff. That's going to require us to have this warehouse. And that's going to, and these are going to be the costs. And look at all this profit we can make. You need to do back of the napkin math. You don't have to get fancy. You don't have to go so far into the details of the nitty gritty of, what's the exact salary I'm going to pay this person, and what is the benefits package, and what is the tax impact, and blah, blah, blah. You can simply throw ballpark numbers on a sheet of paper and just make sure that the plan you're planning to execute actually works in reality when put onto numbers on the back of a napkin or in an Excel spreadsheet. Now, for true proper planning, you want real numbers. And I help my coaching clients through creating that and monitoring that. But if the back of the napkin math does not work, that is your immediate feedback to say, this is not a good business model. This is broken. And what happens is, the unfortunate thing is that so many people operate from a broken business model. They haven't done this math up front. And therefore, you're doing all this work for years, maybe 3, 4, 5 years, and losing money along the way and wondering, why do I keep losing money? Why can't I bring money home? Why do I have to keep feeding the business? What is broken? It's the business model that's broken. Whether it's the way that you're charging, whether it's your cost of acquisition of a client, whether it's how inefficient your team is to produce it, whatever it is that's causing it to be broken, it's broken. And had you mapped this out on paper first, you might have been able to save yourself 3 to 5 years of grief by fixing it on paper first. So the first thing you want to do is you want to work out the numbers. And next, you want to invest in the future you. So you want to identify, what are the needs where I need capital in order to invest up front so that I have a solution in place. Remember, I told you, if you operate from the end result, if you operate from the $1 million revenue CEO and make the decisions from there, you will hire the person you need to hire when you don't, we can't afford it today. So what do you do financially to make that work? Well, you have to commit some capital into your business. You have to, and you're not doing this willy-nilly, right? You've planned it. You've identified the goal. You've identified how you're going to get there. And you've identified the next step is you need to make this investment. So now you need to find a way to come up with the money to make that investment rather than coming from a place of, I don't have the money yet. Therefore, I need to grow to this level in order to be able to make this move. Because as soon as you operate from have, do, be, you're essentially sealing the deal on a slow journey that may never get you to the destination. You will be operating, in the car analogy, you will be operating your car with the emergency brake on. Now, failure to do this will derail your entire plan. Why? Because if you don't think about the investment you need to make and you don't think about does the numbers work, what's going to happen is you just go and hire an attorney, and all of a sudden, after 6 weeks of payroll, you've depleted your reserves, you have no cash, and you can't make payroll. And guess what? The attorney you hire doesn't want to work for free. So they're going to quit because you didn't make payroll. So you can't just enter into this without the plan, without thinking about the numbers and mapping it out. Hopefully that makes sense. So the key to success, we said, is to take consistent action. So what is consistency? How do we take consistent action? And I already spoke about consistency before, but I will tell you that having grown my own business and having watched, I've also grown other businesses. So in my IT career, I grew an IT company from the ground up to a $30 million revenue machine. And I've also worked with dozens of attorneys and spoken with hundreds of attorneys on exactly this topic. And what's crazy is that consistent action is lacking. And when you start looking at the things you're doing, you will notice the inconsistency, because you wake up one morning and you say, oh my gosh, we really need to have a plan to bring in more clients. So we're going to, you know, you round the team up if you have a team, or it's just you and you're like, okay, what am I going to do? And then you set out to do it. Look back at all the times you did that and tell me how many of them did you follow through on and continue doing on a regular basis. And when you do that self-introspection, you will suddenly realize that, oh, I really haven't succeeded at this. I've really been inconsistent with my action. So consistency means that you are doing the action on a regular and continuous basis so that you perpetually, eventually produce the results that you want. The perfect example is marketing efforts, right? You can invest in SEO. You can invest in SEO for months. And any SEO marketing company will tell you, listen, don't expect results until a minimum of 3 to 6 months, probably closer to 12 months. Now, when you hire an SEO company, they're constantly taking actions to improve your SEO results so that slowly but surely you start moving up in the rankings, hopefully to eventually arrive at number one for certain keywords, right? If you give up along the way or you don't take the constant action necessary, the Google algorithm is not going to say, oh my gosh, this poor law firm owner is so overwhelmed, I'm just going to move them up the ranks, you know, because I feel bad for them. No, it's a machine. It's an algorithm. It's going to keep looking for continuously new material that's being added, for material being updated, for backlinks being created, for, you know, all of that SEO juice to happen. And if that's not happening, it's just not going to move up. So if you take inconsistent action, what's going to happen is that you're doing all these things, but you're not doing them regularly. And therefore, instead of having smaller results, you have no results. So, what is action? Taking action, and we really dove into this quite a bit already, so I don't need to really hone in and spend a lot of time on this, but I'm stopping here because consistency and action are the two ingredients necessary, and it's the two ingredients that are missing. So if you can find a way to make sure that every single day you are taking action towards your goal, whatever your goal is, whether it's $1 million, $2 million, $2.5 million, whether it's nothing to do with your top line revenue, but you want to make your take home pay $250,000, $500,000 after taxes, right? I always love to do take home pay after taxes, because if we don't think about taxes, we're like, oh, I want to bring home $200,000. And then you do your tax return and you owe the tax man $100,000. You're like, what the heck? How am I supposed to earn money this way? No. So we want to do after tax take home pay goal setting, so that it's real. It's in your pocket. You can use it. But consistency and action are the two ingredients needed to get you to the end result. One of the best things that, I don't even know who's the one who says this line, but this is the line. We tend to overestimate what we can get done in a day, but underestimate what we can get done in a year. And the funny thing is that if you take consistent action, the way I'm going to show you, because I'm going to demonstrate to you how it's done. If you take consistent action every single day towards your end result, it's going to feel like, oh my gosh, this little thing is going to move the needle for me. But when you start to stack that action, you're going to look back at the end of the year and you'll be like, holy cow, this worked. I actually got here. One of the examples of how this works is when you're reading a book. When you're reading a book, and if it's a physical book, right, you're reading the book and you start turning the pages and it looks like you have the whole book left. And even when you're like a quarter of the way through the book, it still feels like you have the whole book left to read. But when you're reading one page at a time, you keep flipping it, at some point, you look back and you've only got this much left and you've got this much completed and you can see all this progress you made. It's like that in your business too. You're not going to see the progress day to day. But all of a sudden, when you look back quarter after quarter of taking consistent action, all of a sudden, you're going to see the results. The results that have eluded you for years are going to just show up because you had a plan and you executed the plan to perfection. So how do you ensure consistent action? What is the key? Because that, I mean, really that all this time, I spent 54 minutes or 50 minutes because we started a few minutes late, 50 minutes with you leading up to the reason you came, right? So how do you ensure consistent action? Here's how you do it. You plan your time. This is a novel concept, probably never been discussed before. I'm just kidding, right? But you need to plan your time. The thing that kills consistent action is other things becoming prioritized over the thing that you need to do to move your business forward. And what happens is we allow that day in and day out. It's almost like, I love using the example of exercise and being healthy, but some people don't struggle with this at all. But I think most people are like me, and I struggle with it. When I wake up in the morning, I know that I need to get on the Peloton and go for a 45-minute ride. But the second that the baby cries or my kid needs to be fed or I woke up a little bit late, I'm going to prioritize those things. And then as the day goes on, I have this nagging thought of I need to get on the Peloton, I need to get on Peloton. But every time something comes up I allow it to take priority over getting on the Peloton, what's going to happen is the end of the day comes and then I'm too tired. I don't have the motivation. Tomorrow's another day. If I skip one day, it's not going to be a problem. I'll go on tomorrow. And the problem is we keep punting the actions. And before we know it, 2 weeks went by, 3 weeks went by. And then we finally are like, okay, I'm going to get back on the horse. I'm going to do it. And I take the action. But then I fall into the same rut again. And when I start doing just a little bit of action every few weeks instead of a little bit of action every single day, the results are going to show up. By having not finished the book, by having read only 10 pages instead of reading 250 pages because I didn't read a page every day. So it's really important to plan your time in order to ensure consistent action. Now, the way that we break this down is we take all of those projects that we identified that we need to do for the goal and we sequence them. And then we turn them into quarterly projects. And we say, for this quarter, I'm going to focus on this project or this series of projects. And once I've identified a project for the quarter, then I can chunk it down and I can say, well, there's 3 months in the quarter. So what are the three main components of this project that I can do? One in the first month, one in the second month, one in the third month. Then we break it down further. And we say, okay, there's 4 weeks in a month. So how do I break down this month, that this project that I've broken down into, I splintered it into a third. And now I take that third and I need to splinter it four more times. So how do I break this into four more components? You know where I'm going next? Well, 5 days a week. You got 5 days. Now, you don't have to take action every single day. If you know what you need to accomplish in the week and you have a weekly meeting with yourself on Sunday or Monday morning or Friday afternoon or whatever it is, you say, okay, I've identified that this is what I need to do next week. How do I want to break it up? Instead of doing a half hour every day for 5 days, maybe I do an hour on Monday, an hour on Wednesday, and a half hour on Friday. I get the same result. That's okay. You don't have to do this every single day. Maybe your calendar doesn't allow it because you have commitments to court or something going on with a client. But that's still consistent action. It's the weekly meeting, planning out the week, that is the linchpin, the key to getting this done. And when you understand that, you can finally win on these action items. Now, the last piece of the puzzle is that you can't just do this in your head. It has to be written down. There has to be a list that you're looking at and saying, I need to do this. And you really should prioritize this action at the beginning of the day. So what do? We have a tool that we use. So find a system that works for you. We use the a planner that we give out to our clients, and you can buy one yourself if you want to use it. Basically, the way this planner is laid out, exactly the way I just showed you. So it's a 90-day planner and it's broken down. You have a month overview. You identify your main projects at the beginning of the quarter. And on every day, there's a big 1, 2, 3 at the top of the page. And those are the main actions I need to take for each of my main projects. And the projects don't all have to be business. Maybe one project is losing 20 pounds. And that's going to require me exercising every day. So one of those items might be my exercise. But maybe my project is to hire somebody. And the first thing I need to do is I need to create a process for hiring somebody because I never hired somebody before. And the next thing I need to do is I need to put a job ad out there. And then I need to interview candidates until they're onboarded. And maybe the last thing I need to do is onboard them. So I broke that down into the chunks. And now in the first month, I'm focusing on understanding how to hire somebody. And I'm going to spend 2 weeks doing that. And I'm going to break it down into the chunks I need to do for those 2 weeks. So the planner allows you to memorialize the plan in these chunked down pieces, in the small, tiny, bite-sized pieces that you need to do. You know, they say how to eat an elephant one bite at a time. I hate that analogy because I don't know why we're eating elephants. But you can get the Profit with Law 90X Action Planner at profitwithlaw.com/planner. It's $49. You don't have to buy it. You don't need it. Come up with your own system. I don't care. I'm not doing this whole thing to sell you a $49 planner. I'm just telling you what we use and what's working for us and our clients. The key message is you got to find a system that works for you. Whatever is going to allow you to keep the main action, to keep it front and center, and to make sure that you're doing what you need to do all the time, that is the most important part of this entire plan. Now, you may be left with one question. And that is how. You just shared with me all these things I need to do. I need to create a plan and a strategy. I need to be motivated. I need to figure out what my motivation is. Then I need to create the route. I need to figure out how am I going to get there? What is point A to point B? And then I need to break it down, chunk it down into the various actions. Now, for some of you, you're going to already know. Going through this, you're going to know exactly what you need to do, how you need to do it. You're just going to go and do it. And that's awesome. But for some of you, you might be stuck. Like, I don't know what my motivation is. I don't know how to create a plan. I don't know how to create the strategy to get there. I don't know how to stay consistent. I don't know. I don't think that planner is going to make it happen for me. How do I make sure that I'm taking that action every single day? So when you're left with this question of how, I have a solution for you. So the question is, would you like me to share with you how I can help you do everything I just laid out? And if you want, I can continue. Let me know. So I want to leave you with one question before I share with you how I can help you. And that is, what is the opportunity cost of not solving this problem? And I want you to think about that because, wherever you are in your business, whether you're taking home $50,000, you're losing $20,000 a year, you're taking home $200,000, if you could be doing better and you're not, what is the opportunity cost? And it's not just the opportunity cost of this year or next year. It's the multiple years stacked together. What if you could have been taking home $500,000 a year after taxes for the last 5 years and you haven't? What if you've given up on the opportunity of $2.5 million in wealth that you could have not only lived a better life, but you could have invested for the future of your family? You could have had various investments working for you to also produce money for you where it's not all coming from the law firm. I mean, there's a lot of what if possibilities that could happen if you were to unlock the key of getting your law firm to produce for you what you ultimately know it could do, but haven't figured out yet how to do it. So when we focus on the opportunity cost, it really helps us understand and make real what's possible for us, and therefore how insignificant it would be to invest some money in solving the problem. So would you be willing to invest $25,000 to solve the problem? If you knew, if you were absolutely certain that you would have everything that you wanted 12 to 18 months later. And I want to leave you with this. You don't have a $25,000 problem, right? It costs $25,000 to fix it, but you don't have a $25,000 problem. You have a $1 million problem or more, because you could be so much more. Your potential is so much greater than what you've already unlocked to do. So at this juncture, I'm going to go into a sales pitch for my 18-month coaching program. If you don't want to hear it, feel free to leave. That's okay. But if you've gone through everything we did today and you're still left with this question of, you know, I really think that I need help doing this. I understand everything Moshe just said. It all makes sense. I believe that it's possible for me, but I understand that I need more help. Well, I'm going to share with you how I help people every single day achieve the results that they want through exactly what I just laid out. And if you want to hear more about it, please stay with me. I'm going to share that with you right now. If you don't, I'm not insulted at all. Go about your day. Have a Merry Christmas. I really appreciate you having taken this journey with us, and I hope that it was helpful and you're able to take everything that we shared and create an actionable plan, strategic plan, and execute on that plan in your business. But if you don't, if you know that you're going to end up like the gym goers in January, and in February, this entire event will be long forgotten and you'll be back to your old ways, and you don't want to do that, and you want support, and you want to be able to get there, then I'm going to share with you how you can do that with me. So we have an 18-month program. It's called the Elite Lawyers Group 18-Month Law Firm Growth Experience. Very original name, I know. And what we do is we spend the first 90 days in an intensive training and support experience that is the creation of the plan. It's defining, it's getting clear on your motivation. It's getting clear on your core values, your mission statement. It's identifying your ideal client. It's getting down to what is the one practice area you're going to focus on. What is the pricing strategy you're going to use? And what is the marketing strategy you're going to use to get to where you want to be? And how much staff do you need? And going through and working through those numbers, not back of the napkin, but real numbers of making sure that the plan works and fine-tuning it and adjusting it to make sure it works. So that by the time that you're done the 90 days, you have not just an actionable strategy plan, but you already have your quarterly projects planned out for the next 6 quarters, and you know exactly how you're going to get to your destination 18 months later. Then we spend the next 12 to 8, then we spend the next 15 months training and support to ensure that you actually execute on your plan. What does that training and support look like? Weekly coaching calls for support and accountability. It's in a group setting, so you get to learn from others. You get to be motivated by others. I love the group setting. It's very effective for our clients. Our clients love it. I do a quarterly one-on-one coaching call with you or one of my coaches. So you get access to a quarterly one-on-one call. So it's not in a group. You can dive deep into your own specific stuff, even stuff that you may not be willing to share in a group. And you have direct message access to me and my coaches, as well as everyone else in the program. So you can ask questions. You can share experiences. You can pose barriers or challenges that you've come up against. Now, what do we do in the program? What does my coaching look like? And what does the support look like? So the first thing that we do is we help you clarify your vision and direction. And I don't need to go back into this. We spent a lot of time talking about this concept of the GPS and having the destination defined. So you understand that without having clarity on what your vision and direction is, you can't possibly be going to the end result. And what happens is we think we have clarity on our vision and direction, but then we change it, right? All of a sudden we start questioning it. And what's funny is that, you know, if you're driving and imagine if your GPS just randomly changed the destination on you while you were driving. How funny would that be, right? Or sad or upsetting or frustrating or infuriating. But that's what's going to happen if you don't have clarity. Then we help you strategize your actions. We help you get really strategic on what is it the steps that I need to take? What are the things that I need to do in order to achieve the result that I want? And let me memorialize that. Let me write it down. Let me make sure it's clear. Let me know what they are. You know, you don't want to come to the end of the quarter and say, what was my quarterly goal again? Right? You're never going to be in that situation. You need to have this front and center. You need to know exactly what you're marching towards every single day. Then you need to upgrade your skills. Right? What got you here won't get you there. We covered this, right? You need to learn new things. And it's not the how-tos. It's going to be the skills of leadership, the skills of delegation, the skills of time management, the skills of being efficient, the skills of being able to put boundaries and leave the office when it's time to leave and go spend time with your family. Those are the skills that we're going to help you really hone in and fine-tune. And then you need to optimize your environment. The best example for this is if I'm trying to lose weight, and there's a package of cookies on the counter, I'm never going to be successful because every time I pass that package of cookies, the temptation is going to be too large and I'm going to eat a cookie. So we're going to help you figure out what are the things you need to put in place in your environment that's going to allow you to achieve the success that you want. What are your cookies and how can we remove them from your environment? And then the last thing is mastering your psychology, right? Fear is a real thing. And getting in your own way happens. It's always fear-based. We don't always know that it's fear, right? We don't always realize that we're afraid of something. But we need to overcome that. We need to have tools to overcome it. We need to identify and realize when we're in it and when we're doing it. And you cannot see this. Somebody outside of you can see it easily, but you cannot see it. And it's so easy for an outsider to see it and identify it to you. And once you are aware of it, it's so easy for you to overcome it. So what if we can just help you overcome that? What if we could just help you master your psychology and fix this once and for all? So does all this sound incredible? Because if it is, what if your entire future is just 90 days away? What if we started on January and by the end of March, you were marching towards that beautiful, awesome goal that's been elusive to you this entire time? What if you were actually starting to make progress? And at the beginning, you may not see that progress, but what if you actually started to feel it and you started to experience other people around you having that progress because they're following the same system? And now you get this conviction, you know you're on the way and it feels really good. What would you want that for you? What would that do for you? What would that create for you? Remember I asked you if you'd be willing to invest $25,000 in yourself to make this happen for you? The biggest expense in your business is the revenue you didn't get. It's not the $25,000 investment in yourself. It's the $1 million of revenue that you are capable of doing that's been elusive to you because you've not been following the right system or you haven't had a system at all. So how many years of happiness are you willing to sacrifice by not taking action today to once and for all get to your nirvana, whatever that is. It's different for everybody. What's yours? What's the opportunity cost for you? What if we can help you increase your after-tax take-home pay? And I love talking about after-tax take-home pay because this is how you define what's available to you to impact the things that you want to do. If you had another $100,000 of disposable income, if you had another $250,000 of disposable income, another $500,000 of disposable income, what would that do for you? And I there was a recent Facebook post. Let me go back to my face on camera here. There was a recent Facebook post where somebody was talking about, you know, how money doesn't buy happiness, right? And I absolutely agree that money does not buy happiness. However, money is a tool. And it is a tool that will allow you to eliminate the things that are creating stress and dissatisfaction and conflict in your life. So although money doesn't buy happiness, when you have money, it is definitely easier to continue to do the things that make you happy. You can do the things that make you happy today. You don't need money for that. But money allows you to have the bandwidth and the ability to do them. But it also allows you to do things that maybe you weren't able to do before. One of our mission statement is to empower all people with wealth creation so that this and future generations can lead a better life. What if you can generate enough money to impact the next generation? What if your grandchildren have a better life because of the things you do today? What would that do for you? Now, what will a difference like that make possible for you? I think we just talked about that. Now, I know that you probably have some questions, so I want to go through the most likely ones that you're facing and how I help you solve them, okay? So what if I need more support? What if I need more support than the quarterly coaching calls one-on-one, the weekly coaching calls in a group? Well, for that, we're going to throw in a bonus if you join us. In the end of December or the beginning of January, we're going to give you two extra 30-minute one-on-one calls, not with one of my coaches, but directly with me. What if you simply don't have the level of business to support this investment, right? What if you don't have the funds? So, well, that's it. First of all, that's exactly why you need this program right now. So that's the first thing. And remember the be-do-have model. Remember, you need to operate from the person who already achieved the success to say, is this something that if I was earning $1 million, whatever your number is, if I was already earning that, would I be willing to invest $25,000 in making that happen? Of course you would, right? If you're climbing a mountain, when you're trying to climb to the top, you can't possibly see the path you're going to take to get there. But when you're on the top looking down, it's very clear to you what you had to do to get there. When you stand at the end, when you stand at the place of $1 million, it becomes a no-brainer. Of course, I spend $25,000. I get support. That's how I got here. But when you're in the place of I don't have the money, it becomes very hard to make that decision. So there's a couple of things that we do to help you. First of all, we might be able to help you with payments and stuff like that, but we offer two bonuses with this. One is a Get Clients Now workshop. This is a full-day workshop that we did. We charged $500 for it. It's going to be yours absolutely free. And it basically walks you through how to create a process to create a funnel to continue to bring leads into your firm and get them to book a consult with you. So if you want to go through that Get Clients Now workshop, it's going to be yours absolutely free when you join us for this 18-month experience. The second thing is I did this LinkedIn lead generation workshop. So we have a LinkedIn process that we use on LinkedIn to manually outreach, but not manually. We use software to automate it, but to outreach to people who are potential clients of ours and establish a relationship with them. And then from that relationship, ultimately drive business. We've been highly successful with the strategy, and you can implement it in your business as well to try to move the needle financially early on to help defray the cost of the program. Now, what if I don't have the time? And this is the number one issue that people who join us have, both before when they're making the decision and also after once they join, right? Initially, it takes retraining yourself in order to have the time to spend working on your business. But if you don't have the time right now, if you're thinking, I don't have the time to implement this, to join, to be on coaching calls, to do these things, if you don't have that the time to do that, then you clearly don't have the time right now to work on your business at all, which is exactly why you are where you are. One of the biggest problems is that we're not doing with our time what we need to be doing. So what if I can help you with that? What if I can take you through a quick and easy process to identify where you can free up time in your life and help you do that? So we have a program called Reclaim an Hour a Day. It's very easy. It's very short and simple. And you're going to get that as a bonus. As a matter of fact, we're going to recommend that when you join the program, you go through that first, because we want you to get that hour back. We want you to have that time to work on your business. And now it's going to be with our support and our guidance and our coaching. But when and if you leave the program, when you're done and you're successful, this is a habit you're going to have for the rest of your business owning career. So why not have us help you figure out how to do that and establish that? Now, you may say, I feel so isolated on my journey. I need feedback from others. I need camaraderie. This is not everybody, but owning a business, and this I saw in a recent Facebook post also. Somebody said, well, you know, owning my law firm is the most isolating thing I've ever experienced. And you may not feel that way, or you may feel that way. This may or may not resonate with you, but being on this journey by yourself is isolating. It's also, you also don't know what you don't know, right? I don't know if there's more out there that I should be doing. I don't know if I could be doing this better. I don't know. What are other people doing? Well, what if you were part of a community? What if you were in a room with like-minded individuals, other law firm owners who are also have the same aspirations as you, and they're also marching towards the same goal, and you can learn from each other? How amazing would that be? So we give you access to the community. We create a group where you can message each other. You can communicate with each other. You can ask questions. And there are questions asked in there that I don't have an interest in answering. Like, what practice management software should I be using? And what do you guys think of this one versus that one? Those are questions that the community asks of each other. I stay out of those conversations because to me, it's irrelevant which practice management software you use. If you need practice management software in order to provide the stellar customer service experience you want, in order to move clients from potential clients to clients, then absolutely you should invest in one. But which one to choose is not going to be the thing that's going to get you to $1 million. So you have each other for that. Now, one of the things you might say is, I'm worried that I make commitments and I don't follow through with them. How can I make this time be different? Well, you remember I told you about that planner earlier? Well, we're going to provide you planners every single quarter as long as you're in the program. So you don't have to go buy those planners. We ship them to you. You will get them at the beginning of each quarter. And we strongly urge you and encourage you to use them. And everyone has their different ways of doing things. But by and large, most people who join the program become religious users of these planners, which is really one of the keys to success. So commitment is made in two places: the calendar and the wallet. And my question to you is, are you committed, right? How committed are you to yourself? How much do you want your success? Are you willing to make some commitments, to time commitments and financial commitments to this program to see your success? So let me help you make your dream a reality. Take this journey with me. I would love to kick off 2022 with you on board with me. So you might be asking, what if I'm not a good fit? Everyone thinks they're a unicorn, right? I'm different. Other people are good for this program. I'm different. And the truth is, most of you will be a great fit, but some won't. Some people are not coachable. Some people, they think they know it all and they're not willing to hear other pieces of input. Some people don't have the aspirations to grow, to do more than what they're doing. And if during the process we find that you're one of those and that's not something that's that is fixable, that's not something that we can work on, then we're not going to take you. We're not going to take your money just for the sake of taking your money. So we don't accept everyone in. As a matter of fact, the only way to purchase this, I'm not going to give you a website to go to and send me $25,000. That's not how this works. This program is by application only. And that application process is a two-step process. The first thing that you do is you fill out a questionnaire with some very, very basic questions that give us a picture of your firm. And then you have a free coaching session with one of our coaches. And in that coaching session, we learn all about you and we help you learn more about yourself. So it's an incredible session that you get to take advantage of. But at the same time, it also lets us know whether you are a good fit or not. So here's the summary and really the end of our discussion. And by the way, I will make some time for questions. So if you have any questions, feel free to put them into the Facebook comments below this video, and I will bring them up and we'll have a conversation. But our Elite Lawyers Group 18-month law firm growth experience, you fill out a short application, schedule your free coaching session. You do that at profitwithlaw.com/free coaching. profitwithlaw.com/free coaching. And I realize that it says HTTP without the S. I hope it redirects, but type it in without the HTTP and you should be fine. 6 bonuses that you get with it that we just went through. And I'd love to have you. I'd love to have you at least come and have that conversation with my coaches and explore the program with them. See if it's a good fit. Ask them the questions that are nagging at you. I know that it is a serious financial commitment. I recognize that. But I also know that for that, you're going to get all of my effort and all of my insight, along with my coaches, the other lawyers in the program. And if it hasn't been working for you until now, or you've gotten to a certain point, and you're now at a plateau, you're kind of drifting along and you're trying to figure out, how do I get to that next step? What is it that I'm missing? And how do I get there? And that next step can unlock significant potential for you well beyond the investment that we're talking about. You owe it to yourself to give yourself the opportunity to take advantage of it.
Thank you for tuning into the Profit with Law podcast. Your feedback is extremely valuable to us, as well as helping us reach more people with this valuable content. Please leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast directory. Join us again next time when we are back with even more strategies to profit with law.